behind the beach.
Harold Haig needs no movie like Saving Private Ryan to know what D-Day was like. His memories are as vivid as if it happened yesterday.
It is scary. A sight that you could not imagine.
On June 6, 1944, Haig was part of the Canadian 31st Minesweeping Flotilla, attached to the US fleet that landed on Omaha and Utah beaches. Their job was to check for and detonate mines laid by the Germans. The English Channel was covered in them.
I often wonder how did we do it? The brains behind that was really something. It was as far as you could see, ships, battleships, destroyers, troop ships, cargo ships, and they kept on coming and coming. And then you look up, and the magnitude of aircraft. Layers of aircraft.
And as the D-Day operations continued, it became all too apparent to Haig the toll this tremendous onslaught was having.
It wasn't until our third run in that we actually saw the human carnage on the beachhead. And in the water was bodies floating around. It was one fellow, he was kind of swimming, you know, and Bobby got him, he didn't get hit, and he went like this. And he said, and his hands up, and he said, "Oh, Mama, Mama." You could hear him. We were that close. And all of a sudden, the ship that I was sailing to just blew that out. I couldn't believe my eyes. I just looked at him. That's how, you know, how lucky we were. I don't know if we'd have been just 5 minutes sooner. We would have been in that position. We would have got it. Maybe. I don't know. We don't know, you know.
Now close to 100 years old, Haig, enveloped by these tragic memories, is still left to ponder the question so many veterans ask.
When death is that close, you see your buddy fall, or you see the ship you know your buddy's on sink. You know, you say, "Thank God it's not me." And then you say later on, "How come I'm here and they're gone?"
And on D-Day 75, Haig looks back with no regrets. The Second World War gave him loss, tragedy and horror up close, but he has a sense of pride that he played a role in changing history.
If anything, when I came back, I was more of a man than I would have been.
For D-Day 75, I'm Sarah Mills, 980 CJME.